Hey, Daniil.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. It's Tom with the Vikes. Hey, I've got the reporters from the Twin Cities here gathered around, and you want to make a couple statements quick, and then we'll open it up to questions.
Yeah, man, I just can't see how excited I am to be part of the team. You know, I'm ready to come in there and work, you know, and get better as a football player. You know, I'm just really excited right now. Me and my family, you know, we just can't wait till Thursday, you know, to start mini camp. Really excited.
Daniil, what's the day been like for you? Were you thinking you'd be a day two pick, and kind of what was the wait like?
You know, well, I've been hearing a lot of things from the first three rounds. Round one, round two, round three. So, you know, I just sat there, me and my mom and dad, you know, we just sat there patiently. You know, just waiting for my name to be called. But God told me something. Something told me that I was going to be a pick today. So I just sat there patiently.
So was it just you and your folks watching the draft, or did you have other friends and family?
I had my mom, dad, friend, and uncle over here.
What prompted your decision to come out early?
You know, I knew the situation with my coaches. You know, they were about to leave and go on to other schools and all that. And it was going to be a change in the defensive scheme. So, you know, instead of learning the defense for 1 year, you know, I decided to move on to the NFL and learn a new defensive scheme for five or plus, however many more years God lets me play.
Rick Spielman called your skills raw. What are your expectations for year one?
Well, my expectations, you know, are just to go out there and be a football player. You know, take the coaching that I'm about to receive, you know, and just work my butt off. I'm a hard worker, you know, I don't have a bad end on my shoulders. You know, whatever coach tells me to do, I'm going to go out there and do it. The ultimate goal is to just aim for a starting position.
What did you want to show coaches when they worked you out during your pro day?
I just wanted to show them that I had the ability to do anything, you know. And I felt like I did that with most of the coaches because they said I'm very athletic. Had a lot of upside.
How much do you think the combine helped your stock?
Actually, at the combine, I only ran the 40. I ended up pulling my hamstring a little bit, so I decided to sit out the drills. But I felt like if I had done the drills and the more drills at the combine, I feel like it would have helped my stock a lot. Because many people didn't believe that I was able to move the way I'm able to move at pro day.
Do you see yourself as a defensive end? Have they talked to you much about a role or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been playing with my hand in the dirt for the past 6 years. You know, some teams, they came at me to play outside linebacker, but, you know, I could see myself playing a defensive end.
How much interaction did you have with Coach Zimmer and the Viking staff leading up to the draft?
Yeah, we talked a little bit. They said they couldn't wait for me to come over there and get their hands on me and see what I could do.
Now, you didn't start playing until later than most kids do. What were you doing before you were playing football?
Before I was playing football, I was just a kid on the streets, you know, just playing tag with my friends. I was just a wild child. I got into football at around fifth grade. I was chasing some kids in skates, and then his dad happened to be a football coach, and then they introduced me to football.
You were chasing a kid in skates and you caught him?
Yeah, I did. I started out playing running back at first.
Thanks, Daniil.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Daniil.
Thanks, Daniil.
No problem.